Like I said, the Father's Day competition reminds me of my dad. Like, he's no longer with us, Ma. Yes. Think about the best piece of advice your father ever gave you. Now, you know that adopted son of mine?
Yes.
Dylan. Like, these days, I'm preparing him to go for his driver's license.
That is so cool. That is really cool. It's a dream of mine.
And he's so thankful. That's a good boy. He would, every day, he says to me, and just wants to say thank you so much for teaching.
Well, it could change his life. It will change his life.
It will change his life.
Definitely.
So, nou probeer ek nou onthou nou van die K53 en die goed. And I actually, moet my net vir hom te parallel park nie. I don't parallel park. Ek sal in die stad... Sal ek sien,
it is
I need to be somewhere and I'll see there's a space where I have to parallel park. I'll drive past. Dan gaan soek ek die garage, pay garages. Ek gaan soek ek een van daai. I'll rather pay than parallel park. Honestly. Sorry, don't even in an emergency, ek sal nie kan nie. Of gang parkering is 'n ander ding, moet jy nie vra nie. But anyway, so you're probably wondering, why am I teaching him then how to drive?
Yeah, kind of.
It's just the beginning phases. I'm going to move him on to a driving school next week. You know, it's got into the complicated bits now, the parallel parking and stuff. But to crack it, he flashbacks to my air party. And him, I remember I was in matric. And I said to him, Dad, at which point are you going to teach me how to drive? And he said, tonight. And I said, fantastic.
Oh, wow.
I remember he was smoking.
So immediately.
He was smoking, what did I always gerook? Gunston, or what the girl it was. He was smoking a Gunston. And he said, let's get in the car. You know, that was so, what was it? That's a Renault. He got in the Renault, and he said, reverse. And I tried my best. And he said, okay, let's go around the block. We went around the block, stop and start, all around the block. He said, just leave the car here. Don't worry about it. Just leave it here. I'll take it back to the house. Because you, in your life, will never, ever be able to drive.
Oh. Yeah.
And he got out, and I got out, and he got behind the steering wheel, and that was it. And he put the car in the garage and never showed me how to drive again. That was it.
That's not a good memory.
So guess what I did?
You showed him.
I'm very glad he did that. Okay. Yeah, I'm very glad because he said, "Also, you're also not going to touch my car ever in your life. You're not going to touch my car." I'm just saying to you, because the family needs the car. So no, it's not going to work. So what did I do?
You're the car gaan steal.
I was te bloody ordentlik om karre te steal. Ek was bang die Here gaan my straf as ek die kar steal. No, so I didn't. But what I did do, I took my video shop money. There was about 2,200 rand that I saved up over about 4 years. And I went around asking people, do they know of a car that's for sale? And someone said, there's this Mini that's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought this Mini for 2,000 rand. And I taught myself how to drive in that Mini. And eventually I used some of the other money to pay for driving school lessons for myself.
Nice.
And that's how I passed my driver's license.
Gorgeous. Wow.
So yeah, actually, thanks for the lesson, Dad. It's like a lesson of independence. Do it yourself. Life's going to kick you in the teeth, boy. Very appreciative.